Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Okay, so there's this woman in Oklahoma. She was busted after she approached the front of a medium security jail, pulled out a gun, but not a real gun. It was one of those t-shirt guns that you see at like hockey games.
Yeah. No.
Which she was trying to use to get contraband to some of the people inside.
Hey.
So Carrie Jo Hickman attracted the attention of authorities after she drove up to the gate of the North Fork Correctional Unit in Sayre, Oklahoma, pointed the device over the top, fired off several rounds, launching multiple packages into the yard, including meth, pot, and illegal cell phones.
Wow.
Though she did hit her target, she did it in full view of law enforcement. So they followed her to her home, arrested her on charges of smuggling, conspiracy, and drug trafficking.
Wow.
Carrie Jo, you lose. Today. You lose. Yeah. You take the L today.
That was brave, though. 27 years ago, Billy House and his wife, Karen, adopted a baby, DeLauren McKnight, taking her out of a life in foster care and giving her a stable, loving home, which was amazing. And Billy and Karen dedicated their lives to DeLauren, and everything came back around recently when Billy's kidneys shut down and he learned he wouldn't live past 5 years without a transplant. This is the father. None of Billy and Karen's four sons were a match, unfortunately, but their adopted daughter, DeLauren, was. So DeLauren recognized that Billy thought he was saving her life by pulling her from foster care, but in actuality, he was saving her life
so she
could save his later, which is...
That's cold. Totally cool.
So
full circle.
Yeah,
full
seriously circle.
And Batman links up with the Ninja Turtles to save Gotham in a total new movie, Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's weird that it's Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles.
Yeah,
that's weird.
And they're actually like coming together. But it's cool. I mean, I think they don't know what else to
make. And it's animation?
It's animated, yeah.
All right. That's all right. I like that one.
This just happened this morning. We lost one of the great DJs in Connecticut, DJ London.
Yeah, London.
London Williams has passed away. So I'm going to dedicate this old school block to my man London. He loved it. He was one of the best DJs ever to come out of
the street. Was like when this station first flipped, London was huge. Drake was huge. Like those two guys, if you went to a party, you knew London or you knew Drake. And it's
wow.
And really,
was on the station at one time. Yeah,
London was such a nice human being. Always had a smile. Always said nice things. Like, hi, Nance, how are you? Like the nicest person. I was so sad and surprised and shocked that you said that this morning.
I mean, I'm just mad I wasn't here to witness everything he did.
He was such a nice person.
I only got 15 or 16 years out of him.
I mean,
his pay's going. My condolences, so we're going to dedicate
condolences to his family and friends.
Shocking news right there.
It is shocking news, and I'm thankful that you're dedicating this old school block to London.
He loved music, one of the best DJs, so we're going to play some good music for him.
Classic.
At 9 o'clock.
Oh, R.I.P. London.